All right, it is 7:03 on Wednesday night, November 8th, 2023, and I'll call the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees meeting to order. I think rather than getting into the minutes, Kevin came along tonight to kind of go over some of the truck things that we got going on. You want to bust into that first, and then we'll go into the accounting stuff second? Is that going to ruin your whole night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Several things. I ruled out utility box. It's going to be too. I mean, you're talking 25,000, 30,000 for box. It's not necessary. So I quoted all three brands, two dealerships each brand, and I went with the Crew Cab long bed. Starting to have second thought. I don't know. I mean, so I got that long bed because we haul pipe. But I'd like a little bit extra, like this fork, there's no room behind seats. So you gotta do something. I mean, so Ram doesn't make an extended cab, they make crew cab, regular cab. Ford makes all three, Chevy makes all three. So the big kicker is, I just thought about tonight, I parked this truck in the shop. So it's in there all the time. It's in the winter time, it's heated, and I can go. So I did some measuring. Crew cab long bed's not gonna fit. Mm. I mean, it's gonna just, I can get it in there, but it's not gonna be any room to walk around. So we almost have to go the other way, but I've got quotes here. At least gives you an idea of what.
So you're thinking maybe regular cab,
regular
long
cab,
bed.
Long bed, or crew cab. The Chevy, so the Ford, there's no, I mean, it's seat, back wall.
Oh, yeah.
The Ram, I asked them, they said same thing. Seat, back wall. Chevy, Josh has got a newer one, and he said there's room back here, so I need to look at it and see. So we might be, but here's what here's Chevy. Charge on. Here's the Chevrolet Roadster.
So these are both the Chevys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are both Chevys.
Wow. Same vehicle?
You should be.
Wow.
I mean, they're supposed to be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's...
Yeah.
Scott waving off the Chevy already.
Yeah.
That's Charshon. This is Village Motors. Same truck.
Ford.
Yeah.
Well, good for Village Motors.
Mm-hmm. And then here's the Ram.
Is Village Motors, is that is Tom Foreman down there?
Yeah.
He's the one I was dealing with.
He's always been good to deal with.
Exactly.
That's Charshon Ram truck. Here's Village Motors Ram truck. Those are identical.
Wow. These are identical?
Identical.
Wow.
I took the Village Motors build sheet, took off Village Motors, and gave it to Charshon.
Okay, but Charshon included a trade-in.
Well, so that was the other thing. The trade-in, so he would give us 20,000, actually, in the back here. Yeah. There's what he...
20.
So take 20.
Is that
off
back?
Of that.
So this would be 20 off of that. Okay.
And then the Chevy, they're all in the ballpark, around the 19,000. I talked to Chevy guy tonight, and he said just put, now, caveat to that is, that's now, when we trade it in, it's probably going to be less than that, because we'll have, you know, they said this is what we can do now, but then later on, so you have to take off, so basically,
20, on the Village Motors, 20 off,
and then you could take off around 1920 there, and he's
factored it in here.
I don't think they factored these two in.
Yeah, because those are pretty high.
So you'd have to take off.
Minus 20 for
the only one
trade.
That took the Charshon Ram is the only one that has a trade in off. The rest of them you have to take that 19,000, 20,000 off.
This is for regular cab.
This is regular? No. This is
crew cab.
This is the the big cab, long bed. This is the most expensive. I mean, so we'll be left. So the Chevy guy said, you take $1,500 off to go to the extended cab. I don't know how much to take off to go to the regular cab. He said, the big problem is, so if we do that, nobody wants extended cabs and regular cabs anymore. So both, all three of them, if you order that, the factory locks out dates, and that's all they build. So you gotta wait until those come up, and then they build it. So he said, the big crew cabs, they build all the time. But they said, they're just getting so overly. So, and right now they're talking, so I don't know about regular cab, but they're all talking 4 to 6 months from when you lock it in. To get them, so.
What's the one with the jumper doors, whatever you want to call them, the flare-out doors, not the full doors?
Yeah, I have that. They don't make the name. That was extended cab.
Yeah. Extended cab, okay.
Now the like Chevy's extended cab is, this is not full door. It opens normal.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. But it's not like a full.
So the numbers, thank you, Kevin. I'm just going to summarize real quick. Factoring in the trade, 19 to 20, when you look at Ford, Village Motors, and or Sarshone, you come up with 37 for Village Motors, 42 for Sarshone. When you look at Ram, 40,500 for Village Motors, 45,000 for Sarshone. And when you get to Chevy, it's 35 for Chevy of Worcester, 43 for Sarshone. Am I taking too much off?
Let me see here. You're 43 and then you'd be hit. Yeah. Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was just backing out the 20. Yeah. I did rounded to 20.
Yeah. Yep.
Ish. Yep. So that's net, I mean.
Yep. And that's, like I said, it'll be, if we go with smaller, it's going to be less than that.
Yeah.
I just, everybody say, well, it's nice to have extra and throw them in, it would be nice.
It is, yeah.
I mean, the long bed, full coupe, it's 22 foot truck.
Yeah.
So, before I came, I measured what I got, where I back it in, and I'm right there at the maximum limit. So it would give me a little bit of space there. The regular cab long bed would be 2.5 feet shorter than the, it's like 19 something.
Yeah.
20. The extended cab's like 21, and then the other one's just a hair over 22 or something.
Is there one of these three you prefer not to have, or one of these three you need to prefer?
That's what I mean, honestly, if I go with a regular cab, and I check out that there's space, I want Chevy, because then I have space back there. If I go with extended cab, Ram's out because they don't make one, so that's down to Chevy or Ford, and just judging by, it would be Chevy again, because Ford, they said Ford just doesn't want to deal with it. I mean, when we bought that thing, nobody, Dodge didn't want to deal. They didn't want to give any money off, and they wouldn't even guarantee the price until it was delivered. And Ford was like,
so this is truly a Chevy, not a GMC. Well, I've owned all three.
If it were going to full crew kit, then I would say between the Ram and the Chevy. But
yeah.
Are these pickup trucks?
These are all pickup trucks? Is that your, I want to make sure I understood your question.
Yeah.
Chevy, Dodge, Ford.
Okay.
And I put the lowest price on the top. Gasoline.
I talked to my mechanic, he said,
well, we're not pulling a lot,
not
so.
Once in a while, no.
Yeah.
Not sure I thought. And then I'm right now, I would keep the snow plow. And then they'll have to just put a new bracket on the new one. And that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I would put, I'd probably get a different toolbox, something bigger. I want a different headache rack. I'd like something wider. We haul pipe, we stuff over the headache rack. And the one we got, it just barely fit in. It wants to slide off, so I don't find something different.
Yeah.
Different light on the roof. And I'd like to put some lights in. I saw a truck that's got lights in the tail lights and in the grill. Because nowadays you need as much visibility as people pay you.
So, you know, just looking at this, turns out Sarshone's the highest on all three of these. Now, if there's an advantage to using Sarshone because of service or whatever, then we would need to factor that in somehow. But I'd almost encourage you to go back to Chevy of Worcester and Village and say extended or regular cab. And you're going to prefer the Chevy probably based on the amount of room behind.
May I ask the guy down the service? I said, they don't have a regular cab, but they don't sell them. They had the dump truck down there, and then they sold it. They had a regular cab. He said, there's no room back there. If I could find one,
yeah. I really think probably you could also say, go to Chevy of Worcester and start showing, look at Chevy. And then go back to Village, look at one, whichever you prefer. I'm not going to influence you on Ford or Dodge.
Yeah.
Did you say Dodge does not make,
extended?
So truly, this Dodge here would be pretty friggin' close to what? Well, it says crew cab,
yeah,
tradesman.
That's got the full crew cab.
Does this have a short bed on it then? Does this have a short bed on it?
No, it's got a long bed on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are all identical. The only thing I got a Chevy, so I went LT. They make a WT. So I don't know. I have to check out. So like the Ram's tradesman when they go on up. So that would be the only thing. I'm trying to be, they want to make sure it's apple to apple. Trust me, it's going to be apple to apple. I don't play it.
Yeah.
I want to be fair.
Right.
You know, it's like, so like the Ram, they have an option here, like it, so you can let air out rear end and go down, and you can pick it up so it's left. Okay, that's $1,700 option. Chevy and Ford don't offer. So, you take that. I mean, you know, it's
back that out, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I guess I kind of agree with Scott. Maybe price the other ones out. What kind of a timeline are we talking about here that we need?
4 to 6 months?
Crew cab, 4 to 6 months. When they build, if it's a regular cab, it's whenever the window opens.
Okay.
And if they're full, then you got to wait till the next window opens. So it's one of them deals. I don't know. Like, yeah, it sounds like they build crew cabs constantly.
Yeah.
But they just, because they're just not selling them.
Regular cab, work truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regular cab, extended cab.
Now, if there's a nice one, but it's safety yellow, you're not going to balk on that, are you? Okay, yeah. We don't want to get in the wrong truck.
Hey, I'm thinking maroon to match the dump trucks now.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
These are 24s. How long are they going to be available?
Well, they're still building.
You might have to go to the 25.
Yeah, you might have to go to 25. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I would be surprised because the 25s are going to start. No. No, they're just starting to make 24s.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just started.
Yeah, I always thought they were. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you could end up. Just
started like September,
like
August,
they're
September.
They're just starting now to bring in 24s. So, he didn't say because of how we work on this, so I have to ask him. I just found out that.
If you got some of the additional information and just get it to us between now and the next meeting where we could all kind of be looking at it.
Yeah.
So when we get to the next meeting, we're ready. We can be ready to act.
Take your tape measure to the back of the seat.
Yep.
and see what you like. I mean, we don't want to get something that's not going to work. Or you got, you know, the guy in the passenger seat's got to carry everybody's lunch bucket. That's no fun. So,
I'll look and see, you know, extended cab versus regular cab. And see,
yeah.
Yeah, I think just take that and knock off the crew cab.
But the bed's probably more your priority, you think?
Yeah, because so the other thing is down the road, I may want to get like a salt spreader for the back. Well, if you put the toolbox in, then you don't have, if it's short, then you don't have to take the toolbox every time you.
Yeah.
So it would just be nice to.
Yeah, appreciate you doing the legwork. You know, let.
So, do you want me to go to share some of your tires? I'll just because they're gonna want to know what's going on. They thought they were going. I was shocked. I
could be. I've got an employee that would not want me to repeat on audio what. His experience has been, I would recommend going to Chevy Worcester or Village Motors.
Does Village Motors sell a Chevy?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, Ford and Ram. It depends on how much room you got behind the bench.
If I knew somebody had a newer, I don't even know if anybody has one on the lot, I could get with a regular kid. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's not wrong to get two quotes if you can on something, but it's got to be something that works for us, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if Chevy's the only thing that meets your criteria, then Sarshon and Chevy Worcester is fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I gather from Sarshon is they have three dealerships. Dodge Chrysler's down here.
Yeah.
And they want to push that. It was almost like, oh, we'll get you close.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Chevrolet Worcester there. I'm actually doing the thing with the owner. So I saw the sales in the road, like I went under and meet the sales, and he came out and goes, you deal with me and go and stuff.
Yeah.
So I told these salesmen me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he made a strong proposal here.
Right.
Well, yeah,
when he called me, he goes, no, I am. He said, you know, we put the LT. I don't want extras. I said, no. I said, well, I'll make sure, because it's hard to. No, it won't be. This will be apples to apples.
Yep.
And quite honestly, I mean, any dealership will take your service work when it comes down to it. So whether you buy it there or not, I mean, if we need to have service over here, I think we're still okay if we go the other direction. Yeah, good work there.
All right, anything else for Kevin? All right, we'll wrap up an hour and a half if you don't mind just sitting there. All right, see what they got in the fridge.
A resident on Bear Road says thank you very much for the work that you did. Very, very happy with how things came out. And, yeah, like the ditching and the culvert and everything. So. Yep, real happy. He's real happy with it.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
Okay. All right, see ya.
All right, Anita, let's get into the fun stuff.
All right. Here are the minutes from the. These are your copies. This is the one. Attachments.
All right.
They should be the same as what I had emailed you after the last meeting.
Alrighty. Yeah, it's pretty awesome how you get that right out.
Yeah, it helps to have. Yeah. I don't have to go back and listen to the recording and.
Yeah. All right, any questions for Anita? Hearing none, then I move we approve the minutes. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. That was unanimous.
also have minutes from the Records Commission.
Oh, perfect.
Records Commission. There's one for each, and then the one to sign.
Okay. No distinction there. You didn't have it pre-punched or anything. Okay.
Yep.
That was not a lot to review there, because that was a one-minute meeting.
Yeah, no questions on those.
All in favor of approving the minutes for the Public Records Commission meeting, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes, did I say that right?
Oh, actually, no, you had no, yes,
I will move that we approve the meeting minutes.
I will second Scott's
Thank
motion.
You, Tom. Mm-hmm. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes, please say yes.
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 Here's the bank reconciliation from October.
I was informed that there are still 450 paper ballots that have not yet been counted in Wayne County.
Really?
Wayne County wide.
Okay.
So there might be some that are in our precincts.
Well, yeah, with the
I'm sure.
Three votes difference in Dalton, that could make a difference.
Yeah.
There are some votes there.
Next Wednesday is when the final count will be certified.
Great.
No questions. Any questions with respect to the bank reconciliation? Hearing none, I move that we approve the bank reconciliation. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the reconciliation, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous. That stands as approved.
Here are the financial reports for October. Those are the same as what was emailed out last night or the night before.
Yeah.
Last night, I think.
So we are probably done with revenue for the year, other than just some miscellaneous stuff rolling in with gas tax and motor vehicle.
The one thing I would mention, if you look at the fund balance, the very first report, there is a small amount in the American Rescue Plan.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know exactly how that works, but I have to report on that every year. And I know with the CARES money, if we didn't spend it, we had to send it back.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the same for that small amount that's left there. And I didn't know if there was anything else. I know we had had the road project, but I guess my question is there something that can be done with the balance that's left there that are under the parameters of the American Rescue Plan?
Either roll that up into another, like, general fund,
Yeah, like, are we able to do that?
Spend it down.
Yeah.
I wonder if that, Wayne County Prosecutor's Office sent out kind of a guidelines for how to use the American Rescue Plan funds. I wonder if they covered what do you do with the remainder in there.
Yeah.
I can read through that. She just sent it out not too long ago as kind of a in response to some of the questions I had about the equipment we bought.
Okay.
So I can read through that and see how we
I mean, it would be nice to use it.
Yeah.
And then have a zero balance.
Yep. Okay.
In there, but just wanted to mention that.
Okay. I would anticipate this group will pigeonhole some funds from the road and bridge to be applied into miscellaneous capital projects before the end of the year. Do that at the year-end meeting, you think, Anita? And
yeah.
I'm aiming for 100 to 110-ish, I think, in that ballpark. I think the spreadsheet I'd put together started at 100. And then graduated that up over time. So we would probably just want to have enough in there to cover our first loads of product coming
sure
in the spring.
Bridge too long, low until we get the first funds.
So maybe we look at some fund balances from prior December 31st and see how low we went and not go below that threshold. Maybe.
Speaking of road and bridge.
Yeah.
When is our road and bridge levy up? Do we know? I feel like it's been 2 years, and I don't know how many year levy that is.
I want to say that's a 5 year levy.
Okay.
And I believe you are correct that we were, the band was all here when that went through last, so.
Yeah. I think because we did it in the spring.
Yeah.
And I remember calling people that day because, I mean, I texted people around the township that day because it was, there wasn't anything else, I think, on the ballot.
Right.
And I think only 200 people came out to vote.
Yeah.
And it was 3/4 of the people voted yes for it. But I was kind of glad I texted some people because there truly people may not have showed up. And you never know what can happen then. But, yeah, where do we, I mean, I guess we can, is that with the Board of Elections that we would, I think it'd be good for us to put a date out there in the future.
Yeah. I'm thinking that we possess the language in our notes if we've kept records.
Okay.
If that would be part of our meeting minute, no, because we don't necessarily put the printed minutes up. We just have the digital recording. Go back through our files and find that from 2020, 2021, whenever that was.
I mean, I have all my minutes, so.
Yeah. Board of Elections would probably be able to tell us immediately.
Maybe I'll call them and just say, hey, if we're, is that something we can ask you for? And can you just give us that date, what that runs through?
Right.
Because usually when they certify an election, they send us some a certification saying it passed, but I don't recall seeing that.
Mm-hmm. I think the president of that time was John, so okay. He might have gotten it.
Yeah. Okay. I will check on that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You want to put something in the minutes that Tom's going to follow up with Board of Elections?
Oh, did yeah. You?
No, we haven't yet. No. Cool. Well, we had no questions for the fiscal officer about the monthly statement. Any questions at all? Hearing none, I'm going to move that we approve the financial statements as they've been presented.
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the financial statements, please say yes.
Yes.
That was unanimous. Payroll vouchers. 3, 2, 2. 2 pages per.
This one has 3.
Okay.
Got to help do something.
I signed the one that Scott's. I signed it on the second line.
How did so you?
Get signed on.
Don't worry, everybody.
All right, that one's done.
A list of the bills we approved.
All right, any questions about the payment listing? Hearing none, then I move that we approve the payment listing. Thank you, Scott. And all in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. So that is approved. We'll sign those checks before the end of the meeting. Anybody planning to go to the winter meeting in February? February, March?
It's the first weekend. No, it's the second weekend in February. It's the 10th. On my way home from FLA, so I would like to go this year, but we're looking to see if we can adjust our time down south a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Saying that, I know the February meeting falls on February 14th, which is, you know, kind of a day that is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that I am also signed up for FLA on that same day.
Yeah.
So I almost think there might be a benefit. I mean, we're going to do, okay, so, man, this is a roundabout, but we're going to do year-end meeting on, what we say, December 27th, I think,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yep.
The January meeting, reorganization meeting, is going to then be on the 10th,
yep.
And that seems kind of early to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if we push that back to the 17th, mm-hmm. and then maybe push the February meeting back to the 21st or something. I don't know. And you've got plans, I got plans, so I don't want to...
I don't have a plan.
Yeah, Scott's available. You were on the meeting, Scott.
There you go.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm fine with...
I know for a fact that February 14th is going to be non-negotiable.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to tell you, too, I mean, if we kept it on the 14th of February, and you were... traveling, I would be happy to run the meeting.
Yeah.
We've done that before.
We have done that.
Yeah. So
how about I come back for the January meeting,
on
the 20 something, whatever that is, 17th?
Yeah.
17th?
Yeah, and don't worry about the February meeting.
Miss the February meeting. And then I can't miss the March meeting because it's somebody's last meeting.
Well, is it the March or the April?
No, I think your term expires on March 31st.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was March 31st or April.
I felt like it was 3 months.
Okay.
So.
We got to have a meeting every day, every week that in March, just so we get plenty of Anita in.
Yeah. A couple of special meetings.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't have plans made for sure, but we've got something in mind of what we can do there. Okay. We didn't make a decision, but we're close. Okay, so we are ready for, we approve bills. Did we need to do this resolution before we approve bills?
No.
Okay.
There's no payment for it.
Okay. So we've got a resolution here to reallocate appropriations, all within the general fund?
Yes.
And
just from one account to
moving $12,000 from operating supplies to $12,000 into other utilities. Right?
Right.
Did I read that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. You guys want to look at this document to just make sure I'm...
Shed Security Pro.
Ah, got it. Very well. So I move that we approve resolution 2023-11-08-01 to reallocate $12,000 from the general fund operating supplies line item to the general fund other utilities line item. Thank you, Scott. And so we will have a roll call for that.
Scott Widmer?
Yes.
Tom Gregory?
Yes.
Scott Feldes?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, then This is related, a regular purchase order here, just one tonight for $12,000 for security system, as we had discussed last month. So I move that we approve regular purchase order 86-2023 for $12,000 for Schmid Security Pro.
I will second your motion.
Thank you, Tom. This is a motion. All in favor of approving this regular purchase order, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous. I just got one. Just burn through this real quick. Anything else, Anita? Just our up-to-date fund balance?
Yep.
Anita, do you mind looking to see what our lowest road and bridge balance was throughout the last couple years?
Yeah.
And really, we don't need to have that until like year-end meeting.
Okay.
Oh, you gave me this as well. I just didn't wanna... Okay. All good?
That's it.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
All right, you guys received the road inspection reform and the monthly department report from Kevin. Did you have any questions about anything on there? Then I move that we include those reports into the meeting minutes. Thanks, Scott. All in favor of including those reports in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. So that's done. I also saw we got one report from East Wayne. I don't know that we got a report from Kidron in the last.
I emailed her.
Yeah.
Let me see if anything's come since. Oh, yeah. There is
Did
a
something?
Report.
Okay. Has that just been in the last 24 hours? I haven't been on my email much today.
Yes. I will forward it to all of you.
Oh, it just came to you. Got it.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to get it in this building. I'll move that we include the East Wayne report into the meeting minutes.
I'll second that motion.
And all in favor of including the East Wayne report in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes, as well. So that was unanimous. I am now looking at the Kidron report, but I don't want to rush too quickly because we're all on different platforms. So I think we can just reserve that one until the December meeting.
Sure.
Okay. Third line item here under fire department report is, I got two things actually. One is not on here. I looked through all of my records that I have, and I cannot find any resolution from this body authorizing me to be the point of contact with the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office with respect to negotiating the fire contract with Village Down. I'm almost positive we did it.
I feel like we did.
But I think we did that so long ago that it's fallen out of my current stuff. So I almost want to do another one just so.
Let's do it.
The Wayne County Prosecutor opened up a new matter. I looked in the old matter to see if I could find it there. So we're going to do it.
Yep.
So I move that we approve resolution 2023-11-08-02, authorizing me, Scott Widmer, as the point of contact with Wayne County Prosecutor's Office with respect to the Sugar Creek Township Village of Downton fire contract.
I second.
Thank you, Scott. We'll have a roll call on that.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Scott Feldes?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you can zip that off, you know, I know you just weave those out of the air and they appear, but we've got like 45 days left, and that's not even including their year-end meeting. So Their attorney came back and made some changes just in itty-bitty language that they prefer, and that's now in front of the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. They're waiting for this resolution, then they'll go ahead with it. And comes back to us, we approve it, goes to them, they approve it, hopefully.
And that was regarding the fire contract?
Fire and EMS contract for 2024.
With the Village of Dell.
With the Village of Dell, yeah.
For 2024.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Does anybody remember who seconded that? I'm sorry.
Scott Feltus did, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Dissolution of fire district assets purchased with Township CARES Act funds. Do we want to talk about that? We talked here last week, or last year, month, geez, about maybe just sending a soft letter of, like, can you please reconsider this? And I don't think, I didn't get a response from that.
No.
Didn't sound like you had
no.
any response.
No. I mean, is there a formal process coming?
I believe there is.
Yeah.
I don't think this thing dissolves and...
And then everybody is on there. It's not like a free-for-all.
Right. Cage match.
Yeah. Right.
No, I think there's a formal process. There's either a mediator that's appointed or appointed probably by either the courts or the county auditor. That is going to... It's like going through a divorce, so it's kind of like going through the courts and getting a property settlement. There's some type of arbitrator. Dennis Finley uses a term, or somebody has used a term, a receiver. It goes into a receivership.
Okay.
Since there's assets, that probably makes sense. So I almost wonder if we need to be, we know we've got district assets that we've paid for that we're concerned about. We didn't put any teeth in that agreement to say that, nobody anticipated where we're at today. And then we've also got, other outstanding commitments with the district as well. So here's the course of action from my perspective. We could hire outside counsel to help us navigate the receivership and look out for Sugar Creek interests, Sugar Creek Township's best interest, maybe. That's probably, I'm going to say conservatively, $30,000. We could just let it go.
Well.
And save the $30,000 and chips fall where they may. We didn't put any language into that agreement that we can enforce. So chips fall where they may.
Well, this is where you hope that an impartial party is going to look at this and not just say, sorry, you guys get nothing. It doesn't seem like that is a possibility. Well, I shouldn't say possible. It doesn't seem like that's likely.
Yeah. But even before that, where I was going with my letter to the president of East Wayne was, and I thought the letter to the editor last week from Dave Greger hit the nail right on the head. He laid scripture to the letter to the editor that I had put through before. Think of your neighbor before yourself, or it was something along those lines. And it's like, it's not feeling very neighborly.
No. if everybody plays fair,
right.
Sure. But if that's not the case, then it's not like we're asking for assets to come back to the township. We're asking for assets to come back to the fire department that services the township,
right?
Which doesn't seem to be a stretch.
No.
I would hope, again, if it's an arbitrator, a mediator, receiver, whatever you want to call it, that they would look at this in a way that it's fair to all parties. So all of it going one direction doesn't seem fair to all parties.
No. I don't know. I'm here. I'm going to peel back a layer of the onion. If I gave $85,000 of equipment to my brother-in-law and said, you use it for 3 years, and then, oh, by the way, you're moving out of state, I would like to have that back, don't take it with you. I wouldn't expect after the way my brother-in-law treated it on 400 runs a year for 3 years, that it's going to be in a condition where I would expect to have an $85,000 piece of equipment
true.
Come back.
True. Well, that's a good point.
It's going to be depreciated to some degree.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much we really want to dig in on this.
Yeah.
And pay an attorney to dig in for a piece of equipment that's depreciated. There's a principle. Yes, there's a principle.
Yeah.
And I think the principle is we've been over backwards. And the point in my letter to the editor is we gave $1 million over 10 years to this organization.
Yeah.
And we're going to get shafted. Mm-hmm. So nobody can come to us and say that, nobody can point a finger at us. And personally, I could walk away from that and feel okay with that. But, you know, we do have the obligation to look out for the residents of our township.
Yeah.
So that's a slightly different thing there.
Yeah. I think we definitely just continue to monitor it. And thanks for you being involved in those discussions and conversations. I mean, I don't know if some of those discussions could be changing. Now that you have different entities at the parties at the table,
right?
I don't know. So yeah, just keep us surprised, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to just riding along here and see what happens. I think, you know, there's even a decision to be made in the appeals court at some point with respect to the Bachman Township, Wayne County Auditor, East Wayne District suit that could. Change how assets are being divided.
Right.
But I'm with you. I think a mediator is going to be impartial.
Sure hope so.
Sure hope so.
Yeah, I think that's the definition of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The money didn't really come out of our coffers either. So it's not like are out.
That's true. We were granted that. I guess you could call it grant.
Yeah.
Granted that money.
It was good faith on our part for
something
that was granted to us.
Yeah.
If it is on anybody, it's on us for maybe naively putting that agreement together and not putting some teeth in there. But who would have predicted where we're at today? Nobody could have.
No.
Anyway.
Okay. No, if we knew, we probably wouldn't have spent the money on that for them.
So in good faith, we did that. So we get bit, okay. And it's not any money that we've lost. And that equipment will be used to help others. You know, there's a moral high road to take.
Yeah.
There's a legal road that, blah, blah, blah. All right, Arnold Road Cemetery bylaws. Hey, last week, I'm so confused. Last month, we approved an amendment to the old regulations. Then I rewrote the old regulations, and it's an unusual font my computer chose for this one, and I couldn't unchoose it.
It looks like you chose like 1970s typewriter.
Yeah, yeah. This is like Courier. I had to change my ribbon about halfway through. But this is available electronically. I can email this out to each of us so we have an electronic version at the conclusion of this meeting. But what I did was then I took all of the old regulations and combined them with the amendment that we had made last month, and then now it's all on one document, so it's good to go. So my intention was bringing this here tonight, and then we sign this, and we have a new regulations that's more like 21st century rather than older. So any questions with respect to the regulations as presented? I move that we approve the Arnold Cemetery regulations as presented here, which includes the amendment from last month, all into one new document.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving these regulations, please say yes.
Yes.
yes, that was unanimous. We'll sign this document then, and that'll, I'll scan this and send it out to all of us so we have electronic version. Boom. Oops, I had adjourned for executive session in there. I didn't take that out. New business, we've learned that the property adjoining ours, is this public knowledge? The property adjoining ours is coming up for auction?
That's what I heard.
So, it kind of points towards, I don't want to just go spending our money, and I don't want to be involved in being a landlord, but are we landlocked? Do we need to consider expanding out our lot a little bit? We know we can't go west. We could only go south. This would be our opportunity.
Is it, I'm sorry, is this vacant land or is it?
It is right now residential property.
Residential, okay.
I don't know if there's a zoning issue or we would have to petition with the county to rezone it.
I doubt it.
Yeah. There's not zoning in our, what am I saying?
Yeah,
there's not zoning
yeah.
in our township.
No, right. So, I mean, we follow the, whatever you call them, bylaws or the setbacks and restrictions of the county.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything, judging from some of the things you see.
Yeah, right.
go up around that we would be prevented from turning residential into township.
We wouldn't have to use that necessarily as a rental property. I think some other townships have done that in the past, and I just don't think that a township organization is set up to be a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
We could use that as our meeting hall. That would give us something that would be local. We already
oh,
got.
You mean the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? What? I'm not familiar with the house. Is it a ranch? Is it a small house? Is it?
I've never been in it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a brick home.
It's right on the corner.
Okay.
The northeast corner of Wingard and Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Northwest. Northwest.
Northwest.
Okay,
yeah. So it's not on Henry, it's on Arnold.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Take a look.
My,
I don't know that any signs are up yet. I didn't.
Yeah. My first thought is with what residential is going for right now. It'd be, is it, do we know how many acres it is, or?
It's probably, because it would have been on septic, it's probably an acre and a half.
Acre and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably going to be, it would be more ideal to look for a piece of, you know, adjoining land, vacant yeah. land, if we could do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's, if I remember, the property to the west,
mm-hmm.
at one time, which is a large property, had, for sale sign on it. I mean, that person could be approached.
If we had a constraint that we just can't overcome.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
I think, knowing them, I think they would be open. I mean, they're not going to sell 10 acres,
no.
don't get me wrong. But if we said we needed another 150 feet,
yeah.
you know, to the west, I think they would be open to that, but
I don't think I haven't heard anybody talk about we're feeling a pinch back there.
Yeah,
and we seem to have some enormous piles.
I was going to say the piles are pretty big, but
yeah, just go up.
Well,
yeah, right. So I mean, if we just had a tiny 2-acre parcel and we were really horned in, whatever I'm trying to say,
yeah.
where we were hemmed in,
yeah.
then yeah, we might look, but.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of having a, you know, a township hall is intriguing, but again, I go back to what real estate is going for now, and if it's truly going to go for auction.
I wouldn't want to bank for it.
No.
I wouldn't want to let it go for a song.
You're right, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Take a look at it.
Yeah.
We'll come back in December if it's something. They usually put auction signs out for 60 days ish, mm-hmm. right before the auction, so
something
we should
like
have.
That. Yeah.
Should have a chance. You know, there's another property there on Church Road, south of Orville. We could pick up 75 acres with a 20-acre lake. The old clay plant.
I saw that.
I'm going to that open house just
that
because
would
I
be
want to see that property.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in there. Most of those buildings, it has that huge, I don't know what you call it, Quonset hut or type of style building. I wonder if that's still sturdy or,
I just wanted to walk back here and see what that looked
like.
That'll go for a pretty penny, I think.
I would think, yeah.
I don't think it'll go residential, though, because the railroad is right there, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, plus, there's so much that would need to be cleared off of that lot, because they had those old beehive kilns back there that all just eventually fell in on themselves, but they're just a lot of just like iron support beams and everything just laying around back there. So,
I said one of the soil samples are like.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have anything else. You guys got anything else?
One question. Anita sent out the updates on the 2024 health insurance rates.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just wondered, did they tell us how much those have gone up? I was just curious.
As a proportion compared to 23?
Yeah, what the percentage
there
of increase was.
There might be a summary email I can forward to you.
Okay.
I was thinking she sent something. Let me see if I can...
I mean, the good news is they're still offering both plans. They're offering the PPO plan, the HSA plan, so I don't think that changes up what we're doing. I still feel good about the fact that we're offering the HSA plan at no cost, because it actually saves us money if anyone's taking that versus the 5% we're getting off the PPO plan. So, I don't see a need to make a change there.
That's tiny. I don't think it says any percentage.
Okay. I don't remember what the family rates are now, but...
When we were making our decision last year for our new employee, I know we had those rates jotted down on our... minutes.
They weren't on the thing that I forwarded.
No, there was just the new rates.
Yeah.
Were on there.
Was that where you're going with your email response back here this afternoon?
Yeah.
Kind of want to compare.
Well, this would be the current that you the bill.
So PPO right now, family, $2,063.
Okay. I'm looking for Anita's email.
And the high deductible. Oh, you're not there yet.
I'm getting there.
Oh, yeah. There, that distribution list was epic.
Here we go. Yeah, that was a view. Okay. Wow, that's small. Okay, so the 2024 PPO family rate is $2,249.
This was 2,063, so it's gone up 186,
which is
a little bit less than 10%.
Okay, so single digits. Yeah. That's usually what we're looking for in my business. If we're getting single digits, we're doing pretty good this year.
HSA in 24 is going to be
1,709 for family.
1,568 here, so about 140 higher, which is again
less than 10.
8.9.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, 9% probably. Almost exactly 9%.
Crazy. PPO single rate, $932 a month. It's
that's 10 grand a year.
That's a lot. Yeah, these rates are getting out of hand.
All right, anything else, gentlemen? If not, we'll sign checks and documents and go from there. I'll take these two and these amount here. I don't think I split those exactly in half, but of course. little bit of everything.
Yeah. By the way, I got off track with your question about going down to OTA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Were you planning to be there?
I'm not available. I've got that FLA meeting. So you were appointed in 2018, filled in.
I did 18 and 19.
As an appointee.
Yeah.
And then sort of 20.
20 through yeah. 20.
You ran in
and
19.
A half.
You ran in 19 to be appointed in, or elected in 20. Yeah. 21, 22, 23. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What a change we've made in records.
Yeah.
Cash balance.
I told Colleen, I said, I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
She said, I'm a little nervous.
She'll do fine.
She said, I'm worried to fall in your footsteps. I'm like, eh, you'll do fine.
Don't have to have the deputies here anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, just that. what a change
yeah.
in 5 years.
Yeah.
Come to township meetings.
right.
I don't think so. That's one thing I know I won't do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've been involved in some way for, I think I looked back when I started on board at KBFD. And
oh, yeah.
It's
You've been,
I think, over 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
All right. I will scan that and then I will put the originals in the fire. Safe over at the township garage, and I'll email a electronic version as well. Would we want to put an electronic version on the? Gosh, no. Why?
Yeah, I'm trying to think where I would.
It's not,
stick that.
It's not used enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Not that I move that we adjourn the meeting. It is presently 8:06.
I second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. That was unanimous.